You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Re'eh, dear friends, there's a very famous pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, Perek Yud Dalet, pasuk Aleph, Revi'i, Banim Atim LaShem Alekechem. You are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the pasuk continues, Lo Tizgerdedu V'lo Sosimu Karcha B'nei Nechem L'meis. And at first glance, these two halves of the psukim don't seem to have a connection one to another. The beginning of the pasuk is saying that we are like the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then it goes to a seemingly unconnected inyan that Yiddish kinder should not cut themselves or make a certain type of bald spot, which the Emoiri, one of the Sheva Amim, would do as part of their mourning after dead relative. And Rashi says that the reason why the Emoiri would do these strange cutting of the face and the cutting of the hair was part of their mourning ritual. And Yiddish kinder should not do this. Sha'atim banav shalmakim va'atim ruyim liois noyim v'loi gidudim u'mekorochem. But a number of Rishonim, which we will talk about, emphasize that there is a connection between the first half and the second half, which contain important hashkafas, various important hashkafas, of the way that we look at people who are nifta, people that are beloved to us. And very quickly, let's cover a few of these. They bring down from the Rosh, Banim Atim LaShem Elikechem Beloi Tizgoyedu L'meis, and the language of the question, which is echoed by many of the Rishonim, Ma Inyan Zeh L'Zeh, as we just explained, Ela Kacha Pirish, Im Meis Avichem Melidchem, if someone parent dies by Klal Yisrael, Ein Lechem Lipol B'Yiyush Ad Kidei Hizgoyedus, we should not become depressed, and we should feel like doing like the Emori did. Ki adayin avichim sheba shemayim mizbarach shemoy vishtabach la'ad chai v'kayim. We should not look at the fact that we are left without a father, because, as I quote often from my grandmother, Zvila Rebetzin of Los Angeles, as I heard as a child, "Ma git the tat in himmel." This tat in himmel, avinu sheba shemayim, will always be with us throughout our lives, even if our biological parents pass away. And parenthetically, it occurred to me that when we say Kaddish, Kaddish Yosem, it ends Tush Pachosov and Nechemasa. We mention Nechama, and it could be that these words of the Rosh illuminate what is Nechama doing in the Kaddish here, that the Avil should perhaps think that our relationship to the Rabbeinu Shleilim is benevolent, and we are not bereft of a living parent, because the Rabbeinu Shleilim is Chai V'Kayim. So that's one shot. The Rebbeinu Bachya brings down a couple of pirushim, and one of them are, as we said, the meaning of the Amori, as most of the goyim in the world, Olam hazeh ikar, kasher yomush lehem meis v'yavid b'neim, hinehu avoid el yoylam. Someone dies, he's gone. There's nothing after this world. Aval atem einchem chayin, says the Rebbeinu Bachya. Ki banim atem l'ashem alekechem. This is the connection between the two halves of the pasuk. And just like a parent can leave the child a Yerusha, Olam Haba is our Yerusha, and Olam Haba is the Ika. Like we say, Olam Hazeh doymeh leprozdov, Olam Haba doymeh letraklin. The Ika. The whole reason that we have this life on this world is to gather Teru Mitzvahs, and we should have a beautiful Olam Haba waiting for us. And if we are Dovik, if we connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're ultimately destined to get Olam Haba, Ein roi lochem lasois ma shehem oisen. We should not be tempted to adopt pagan rites of mourning because they feel that they lost it all. And this actually connects very quickly to a Dubna Magid that's brought down, that when Yankif Avinu said by Sorei Menu, when he approached the Bnei Ches to buy the Morsa Machpela, Ger v'toyshev anoichi imochem, so it seems that the Dubna Magid gives an alternative meaning to these words. The normal approach is that, like Rashi says there, that this was connected to his financial negotiations to purchase the land from the Morsa Machpela for Yiddish cemetery. But the Dubna says that these words contain an answer to non-Jews who wonder why do Jews have to be buried in a different place than non-Jews? Why can't we be in the same cemetery after we pass on? So the Dubna Magid says that when we are in this world and in the next world, in this world we are a ger, we are just passing through, we are sojourners, and the non-Jews are a toishev, because their whole life is this world. But in the next world, we are the Toshev, because that's our ultimate destination, and that's what we're focused on our whole life, is Olam Haba. So Memela, when Avraham Avinu said to Bnei Ches, Ger v'Toshev Anachi Yamachem, he's explaining why Jews can't be together with Goyim in this world, and cannot be together with Goyim after we die and we're buried. Because when we're a Ger, they are a Toshev in this world, and when we are at Toshev, which is the next world, they are Gerim. So this is l'chore tied to this concept that we're talking about from the Rabbeinu Bachya. So dear friends, we've given two reasons for the first half of the Pasuk, Banim Atem L'Hashem, and the second of the part of the Pasuk, his Lois is going to do, is that we should not be tempted to be depressed when a loved one passes away. So the Rush gave one reason, because we are never left without a father or without a parent, because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Chai V'Kayim. That was the first pshat we get from the Rosh. And the second pshat from Rabbeinu Bachya is that by non-Jews, in a manner of speaking, they feel justified to have such great anguish that they have to damage themselves and cut themselves, because there's nothing after this world in their eyes. But we understand, our hashkafa is that the Iker is Olam Haba. So a person, perhaps like we say in the Kel Mole, Shaholach La'oilomoi, the whole purpose of this world is the next world. But there's a third very interesting take from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that we don't see the whole story. We know what we see that happens on this world. But we have to understand, Sheniskaven Lomish Shebemisas Ish Ein Aveda Lemeis. It is not a sad thing when a relative or a beloved one dies, that this is similar to a person who sends his beloved son to another place to do certain things, important tasks. And when the time comes, he takes him back. The father takes the son back, tells him to come home. He's not lost. It's not a bad thing that he leaves the place. He fulfilled his purpose that his father sent him to this place, and then he returns to his father. It's a happy thing that the son reunites with his father, who was his Mekor Rachayim. The father brought him to this world. So just like the physical father brings a son to the world, so the Rabbeinu Shlom takes the neshama back to him. And now comes, in a manner of speaking, the punchline, while Zeh in Lonu Lizgoyde Losim Korcha. This is why we should not do the type of avelis that the Emoiri does. That's why the first part of the pasuk, Banim Atem, you are the children of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but not the Umas Olam. And they indeed have greater mourning, or greater reasons to mourn, and to be misagiv themselves at the time of the death of a loved one. Because their death is kind of more permanent death, except for those Chassidi Umas Olam. We have to mention the fact that there are Chassidi Umas Olam. But these are the exceptions, these are not the rules. I just want to finish the shir by saying that this inyan of Banim Atem L'Hashem, I think, is very timely after Tisha B'Av. We're now on the track going towards Yomim Neroyim with our preparations during Elul. Is that we should also not be depressed. We were told to focus on the catastrophes. We have to be misabel on the Churban. But we shouldn't be misabel on the Churban to the point of Yush, of giving up, because we have a big avoida of tshuva. We could possibly get depressed and not be able to do the tshuva properly. But we have to get chizuk. I believe that in all of these parshas, which are called the Shivat Nechemta, the 7 weeks of Nechama between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, the Haftarahs focus us on how much the Rabbeinu Shel Olam loves us. And these Torahs that we're sharing also focuses how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam loves us. And this should give us chizuk for the avoided hand. We should go into this tekufa, this period of time, to know that although tshuva is a difficult thing, that we're doing tshuva to Ava Rachman. And I just wanted to be mesayim with the story, which we've told in a previous shir, that happened by the Nichum Avelim of one of the children of Rav Avadia Yosef Zecharin Levracha. But while he was alive, he lost his son, and Rav Baruch Moltke Ezrachi came to be Menachem Avel, and as he got up, and he said, Amokim Menachem Eschem, and he asked Chacham Avadia, Why do we say Hamakim? Why do we use that word? There's so many different words that could be used to refer to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So many Shemus Hashem. Why do we say Hamakim? So Chacham Avadia said, oh, I have a good word for you on that. Sit down. He had already gotten up to leave, and that's why he was saying the Hamakim. He said, sit down, I'll tell you a nice teretz. Why? And very quickly, he said that, again, when Avraham Avinu in Parshas Chayesora, it said, Lispoid Sora, Veliv Koisa, there's a small base in Liv Koisa. And all the Mefarshim want to know why is there in the Sefer Torah a small bays. And he quoted a Medrash Chacham Avadia that when Sori Menu passed away, Avraham Avinu, who had open eyes, he saw the neshama of Sori Menu go to Shemayim, and he saw the simcha that there was, Mishuselah's wife and Noyach's wife and Chava, the neshamas of all the holy rebbetzins in heaven, came to greet Sori Menu. Because she brought along with her all the great mitzvahs she did in this world, helping Avraham with Gerim and Gyorisin, like the Chazal tell us, and raising Yitzchak Avinu. And she brought with her all of her mitzvahs, and the Svarim HaKadoshim say that when a person passes on the mitzvahs that they did in their lifetime, help build an armoin, a palace, that the neshama can rest in Shamayim, in Olam Haba. And when Avraham Avinu saw the great simcha of all the tzidkonis in heaven greeting the neshama of Sori Menu and escorting her to the beautiful palace which was built out of her mitzvahs, he could not cry with his whole heart during her hesped because he saw the great simcha that there was in Shemayim and how Olam Haba greeted her in a manner of speaking with open arms and her neshama brought simcha to Olam Elyon. So that's why it's a little base in Lifkoisa. But Chacham Avadia used this medrash to tell Baruch Moed Ezrachi Hamokim, the reason why we say Hamokim Yenachem Eschem, because ultimately the place of people who lived virtuous lives in this world, that place, when we go to a base oval, we say Hamokim, the special place that the Nifter has in Shemayim from all the mitzvahs that they did in their lifetime, this should bring Nechama to the oval. That's what Chacham Avadia said to Reb Baruch Motcha. And this is a very great comfort for us. We should remember, like we said from the Rosh at the beginning of this year, Ki Adayin Avichim Sheba Shemayim Chai V'Kayam Mo'ab Magit Etat in Himmel. And we should be besimcha in this avoida that we're going towards the avoida of Yemei Elul, Yemei Slichis, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, which will lead us to Zman Simchasenu, Simchas Torah. We'll be able to be Mekabel the Torah again, Anucha Mishachum Shei Torah, Sefer Bereishis, and we'll be Zuchat for Bona Chayab, and Mezoyne for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.